This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we want to give a shout out to Michael Roach before it's news. Thank you for the live broadcast. With that said, I'm going to get right to it. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes, friends, is if one evil thought, if one evil word, if one evil action deserves eternal damnation, how many hells, my friends, do every one of us deserve whose whole lives have been one continued rebellion against God? Who said that? George Whitefield. Remember the guy that had enough common sense during the Revolutionary era, the Great Enlightenment era in the United States of America during the inception? He was preaching to what? The colleges. He was preaching to the young people. Hello, train them up in the ways that they should go, right? That all makes sense to me. Proverbs 22, verse 15. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. The men, the women that live and act as if there's no day of judgment. King David used to put the judgments of God before himself that he might not offend God. That's the proper way to live in the fear of the Lord. And it is not diabolical, friends, just for the record. A true child of God doesn't want to offend his father. It's not that he doesn't have to offend his father. That's slavery, friends. But a son or a daughter lives in such a fashion, they're so grateful for the sacrifice that they don't want to offend. Remember, David said that he laid the judgments of God before him, right? He laid the judgments of God before him. He said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." He didn't want to offend God because he was so grateful for the mercy that God has bestowed upon him. We're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. This is what I want to get to real quick. Secretary of State admits on video the U.S. government trains to lie, cheat, and steal. Mainstream media ignores it once again. Of course, because the mainstream media is controlled by the same people. They all have the same taskmaster. They all have the same father, the devil, friends. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. There is no truth in these people. And they laugh about it furthermore. This article, by the way, is found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, Secretary of State admits on video the U.S. government trains to lie, cheat, and steal. And again, the mainstream media ignores it. Of course, they are, because they're hand in glove working with one another, attempting to establish a global initiative, and these useful idiots don't realize on both sides of the aisle, the CIA-controlled media useful idiots and political useful idiots don't realize that if they can't be trusted, they're going to be eradicated, okay? They're going to be snuffed out, mob talk, right? Well, they don't understand history because they're the first ones to go once the iron boot drops, and we are under the judgments of God. And again, I want you to just get away from the fact that the good guys are in control or the bad guys are in control. God is in control, either blessing or cursing his children or the wicked. One of the two. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's what's taking place today. To those paying attention, the notion of the United States government lying, cheating, stealing, and even murdering is not some far-fetched conspiracy theory, but rather a very genuinely disturbing reality. And while the lying, cheating, and stealing is a common practice among all governments, why? Because it's tolerated, admitting to it is not. Okay? Earlier this month, however, that all changed when, listen carefully, when the former director of the CIA and current Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who was Donald Trump's hand-picked Secretary of State, keep in mind he was Barack Hussein Obama's pick for the director of the CIA. So, folks, the swamp's not being drained. It's being stacked in one way or another in whatever capacity they so choose, right? Nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. Well, guess what? They got to have the players in place so they can execute their plans. It's said, not surprisingly, his comments have gone completely and likely deliberately so under the radar of the mainstream media. I want you to hear Mike Pompeo, Donald Trump's hand-picked Secretary of State, who was former director of the CIA, Barack Hussein Obama's hand-picked CIA director. Listen to what he said, friends.
In terms of how you think about problem sets, when I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? He will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. Like,
and the people
we had entire training courses.
Why would the people?
It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment.
Okay, now go ahead and rewind that. This is Mike Pompeo laughing about the fact that they lie, that they cheat, and they steal while working for the CIA. This, again, is Donald Trump's hand-picked nominee, and now, as we all know him, as the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. Listen again, friends, to what he just got done saying, and what's more disturbing about all of this is listen to the people in the background give him a round of applause for lying, cheating, and stealing. Do these people realize that they were the ones that were lied to? They were the ones that were cheated, and those were the ones that were stolen from? I mean, this is crazy. Listen again.
In terms
again.
Of how you think about problem sets, when I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? He will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses.
We had entire training courses. I mean, can you make this kind of stuff up? But friends, you can't say that you have not known this. And I know some people are listening right now like, well, he probably said that tongue-in-cheek. No. Well, wait a second. In his confusion, he blurted the truth out, didn't he? Because if we go back to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he's the one that told us to judge men by their fruit. And what have they done? Well, we can see that they're liars because what they do and what they say are two different stories. We can see that they cheat because what they do behind scenarios or these bad happenings that take place in the United States of America, what they do behind closed doors during those weekends or during the holidays. So we can see that they're cheating, right? And we know that they're stealing because we just found out not too long ago that the Pentagon has lost trillions of dollars and it's all unaccountable. But for some reason or another, the American people thought this was funny that Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, Donald Trump's handpick, is lying, cheating, and stealing. And they're the ones that are being aimed at. And they give him a round of applause? This is craziness. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we got some articles posted right now, and again, what we want to do at the sonsoflibertymedia.com is give it to you from a grassroots level. Give it to you the way it's really happening and what the results really are, rather than creating a narrative through propaganda and then throwing it onto the people only to confuse them. Read Daniel 9 when you get a moment, the whole of it, and you'll understand why we are in the situation that we're in. We're out there, friends, doing this stuff because we're righting the wrongs by the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Ghost, period. That's what we do, okay? And we're not here negotiating. We're not here being diplomatics. We're not being here compromising away your God-given rights. I mean, as if to suggest that freedom is free. We know it's not. We know that we are a blood-bought people, both in the spiritual and in the natural. And we live unto them that died for us, first starting with my big brother, the captain of my salvation. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15 when you get a moment. I want to cover something real quick. And by the way, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to make a point concerning the topic in which we were just talking about. Secretary of State admits on video the U.S. government trains to lie, cheat, and steal, and the mainstream media ignores it. Of course, the mainstream media ignores it because they're working for the same organizations. Mike Pompeo was the former director of the CIA. And we know what they had to say. We've shared with you 1.5 million times, friends, literally in some cases. And now he was Donald Trump's hand-picked Secretary of State. Did you know that before Donald, when he nominated Mike Pompeo as the next Secretary of State, it's interesting how people forgot that he was Barack Hussein Obama's hand-picked director of the CIA. And I don't know a soul in this this union in which we live, the United States of America, that trust the CIA. Now, I believe that there's good guys in the CIA, but it's compartmentalized. It's the higher ups that are the bad guys controlling the ones that are on the lower end of the scale, and they're doing their biddings, good, bad, and ugly. And I believe it's the same thing for the FBI. I believe there's good guys in the FBI, but I believe on the upper echelon at the FBI, it's compartmentalized. It's controlled, and they compartmentalize things, and that's why people are confused, is because they don't know, the good guy doesn't know what the bad guy's doing, and then you got a good guy in the FBI and you accuse them of doing something bad, they're going to say, we didn't do that, but there's bad guys in the FBI that did do that. Same thing for the CIA, same thing for the DHS, same thing for the TSA and other agencies, which are, by the way, unconstitutionally grounded on sand. If you would realize that, you wouldn't have to deal with them in the first place. But I want you to listen to this, friends. This was Donald Trump's comment in the nomination of Mike Pompeo, who just got done saying that, well, he worked for the CIA, that they took training courses on to how we are to lie, to cheat, and to steal from the people, okay? And they laughed, and then the people applauded him for lying and cheating and stealing from them. See, America, you're in the position that you're in because you hold fast to deceit. Mike Pompeo laughs about it because he thinks he's in the driver's seat. He's not in nobody's driver's seat, friends. You know, when you talk about the people that are in control of the world and the CFR and all these other organizations that are calling the shots, folks, they ain't calling no shots. They're only doing what you're allowing them to get away with. God is in control of all of this. Period. Exclamation. Period. Exclamation. We need to get out of our heads that there's some unseen force back there controlling our every move that controls us with the arm of the flesh. Not true. It's the Spirit of God, either for the blessings or the curses. But listen to what Trump said about Mike Pompeo. Tremendous energy, tremendous intellect. We're always on the same wavelength. Trump told reporters on Tuesday, the relationship has been very good, and that's what I need as a Secretary of State. Wow, one that lies, cheats, and steals. Yep, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it, friends? We're going to move on from that point, but again, I just want to throw that in there so you can understand that there's been no drainage of any swamp, friends. The swamp has been stacked, not drained. Just talking to a guy today, having lunch with him, great guy. And he had said to me, I said, so what are your thoughts as to what's going on out there? And he started talking, well, I believe that Donald Trump's the real deal, and I believe Donald Trump does what he says, and I believe he, you know, what he believes he's going to do. Yeah, I do too, but the fact of the matter is he'll do what he believes. But I think the problem that we have with Donald Trump is he doesn't know what he believes because he's so used to being diplomatic. He wants to please everybody. And if he doesn't like you, you're going to know that too. Now, he would be great, the Lord get a hold of this guy and actually do what he said he was going to do. That would be awesome. You know, and then he goes on a little bit after that conversation and he says, you know, I just don't know why Donald Trump hasn't sicked his DOJ on all these criminals that he should have dealt with a long time ago. I said, bingo, there's the problem right there. Bingo, there's the problem. He's not keeping his promises and draining the swamp. He's not keeping his promises and bringing forth the prosecutors that he said that he would bring forth on the campaign trail. I mean, come on, America. What else do you need me to say? And then I went through the gun legislation that's been passed that I said would have never in a million years been passed under Barack Hussein Obama. Then I brought up the UN Global Initiative and his appointed secretary that actually took our education system and put it under the UN. Most people didn't know about that. And then I said about the abortion industry. He sells himself as to the American people that he's pro-life, but he's funding Planned Parenthood, and nobody wants to talk about that. I mean, let's show facts here, friends, not what I heard or what he said, because again, what is being said and what is being done are two different stories, okay? And then I brought up NAFTA and how he said NAFTA is a bad deal, and he brought in the USMCA, giving power to the UN to control situations in the United States of America. And I said, they've got your eyes diverted on the southern borders. I said, when are you people going to wake up? The real deal? Really? I mean, some people that should know better, that are advocating the arm of the flesh, read Isaiah 30, concerning this administration or any other administration, you know what? I would say you better be careful. I don't want to be found fighting against God in any sense of the word. I don't want to fight against His good, and I don't want to fight against His judgments. And I don't want to fight against anything that He's doing. I want to be led of the Spirit to do the things that He called me to do. And that is against the flow. Okay? But I want it to be clear when I say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully again. I need to reiterate this so people understand where I am at. I'm for the law. And if you take a crooked stick and you lay a straight one next to it, like politicians to the law, I'll tell you what, that straight stick shows the deviation of those crooked politicians, doesn't it? Yes, it does. I'm for the law. I'm not caught up into this little political game between the left and the right, which is unconstitutional. I'm not caught up into the Democrats versus the Republicans because it's unconstitutional. It's a political language that has been created to divert your attention from what the Constitution and the enumerated laws declare. That's it, period. If you'd like to dispute that, I would love for you to dispute me on this issue. 1-866-582-9933. How many times? I remember one time I had a constitutional attorney on the radio, and he's talking about the leftists and the Marxists and the communists and the Democrats and the Republicans. And I said, you know, I got to ask you something. And I remember his name, but I'll just withhold his name. And I said to him, I said, hey, I'm just curious, where is that in the Constitution? Well, it's not there. Okay, well then why are you talking about it? Because nobody fuels that unconstitutional argument, the left and the right and the conservatives against the liberals and the Republicans versus the Democrats, more than the talking head conservatives do. And conservative means preservative. And if they're preservatives, don't you think they'd be making reference to what the Constitution says and the law says rather than what their opinion is? Folks, these are the people that are just pouring gas on the dispute of the circus of politics that's created between the left and the right. And at the end of the day, the American people lose. But the left and the right, they go out and have dinner after the show's over, don't they? Yeah, it's exactly how you're being played. And how many times I have been from town to town, thousands of times, sharing this information with people, showing them quotes from our forefathers, going straight to the law, asking questions where they couldn't answer them, just basic, elementary, constitutional questions, and they couldn't even answer them. But yet they talk accordingly, don't they? Yep. And again, they wonder why they're confused, because they refuse to correct themselves. Period. Correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. Period. Okay? Now let's get on to this next point. Again, if you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. It really does jack me up when people praise this new administration. It really does jack me up. Listen, when they do good, regardless of what capacity and what representative position that they've been put in, as long as they're doing the right thing, I'll be the first to stand with them. If they violate or transgress any law that we have to the smallest jot or tittle, I will be the first one to stand up against their act of tyranny. And you say that's extreme. No, I think it's extreme when the American people roll over in the face of those that think that they're going to desecrate and step on the blood of the sacrifice that gave them the freedom to be in the office in the first place.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North has announced that he will not serve a second term as the president of the National Rifle Association amid inner turmoil in the gun rights group. In a statement read to members of the group Saturday, North said he believes a committee should be set up to review the NRA's finances. He said there's a clear crisis and it needs to be dealt with if the NRA is to survive. Skipping the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight for the third time, President Donald Trump will be at his own campaign rally in Wisconsin tonight. Melanie Zavona with Politico expects him to touch on several topics.
He's going to be talking about Mueller. He's going to be talking about Biden. I also think he's going to be talking about the media. He's really ramped up his attacks on the media. Of course, this rally comes at the same time as the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He ordered his officials not to attend, so I'm sure we will hear some jabs.
Savona tells CNN Trump's victory in Wisconsin in 2016 marked the first time a Republican presidential candidate won that state since the mid-1980s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can jump online, Facebook, Bradley Dean, EE, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Again, if you'd like to jump over onto Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, several hundred videos, a new video going up every week, bringing about the resolve to America's issues, and we cover... I'm trying to think of what we haven't covered, but I'm sure there'll be something new tomorrow, right? But we have covered it all, friends, for a good portion of the issues we deal with. They're all moral, by the way, and it's all taking place in this country because of a departure from the Word of God. Like King David said, that he would not wickedly depart from the living God. The history of man is that's what they do, and then they return to it after mankind and their countries and so on and so forth have been destroyed. They go back to the God that they should have never left in the first place. Hello. Hello. But again, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, for the first time, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. Seventh President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson. And by the way, every president up until Barack Hussein Obama, I could literally give you a handful of quotes from each president. Okay? And we've seen every single one of them put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the laws found within the United States Constitution, so help me God, right? Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, right? They all do that, right? Just wanted to make sure you were awake, that's all. The men and women that live and act as if there is no judgment day. I want you to think about this, okay? George Whitefield, the great awakening preacher, said, if one evil thought, if one evil word, if one evil action deserves eternal damnation, how many hells, my friends, do every one of us deserve whose whole lives have been one continued rebellion against God? Now, again, what I'm talking about is how men and women live and act as if there's no judgment day. I was just highlighting Mike Pompeo and what he said. How they take training courses on how to lie, to steal, and to cheat. And laugh about it. And the people that are being lied to and cheated and stole from, they give him a round of applause. And why do they do that, friends? Because they think that he's kidding, when in fact he's not. And furthermore, if you want to judge what I say, then look to their lying fruit, to their cheating fruits, friends, to their stealing fruits. How many of these guys in government capacity, friends, in the United States are upright? Because if they were, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. Now, I know I can hear someone say to me right now, Bradley, come on, there's some good guys out there. Listen, we're where we're at because there is good people in government today. That is called the mercy of God, okay? That is called the mercy of God. And I praise God for every one of you that are doing your job. I praise God for good police. I praise God for good guys and girls that are in our military and firefighting forces and every capacity in government. I praise God for those that are doing your job. We're with you. We're in this together. And good, by the way, good government loves the truth that's preached from this pulpit. Because good government's asking all the good people in the United States of America why they're sitting on the sidelines when they're under attack. They need you to get involved. Okay? With that point made, I want to say this. Folks, I got to be honest. I've never understood it, and I never will understand it. How is it that men have deceived themselves into believing that they are impervious to death? How they act like they're invincible. Like death will never come knocking on their front door. Again, as if to suggest they can live and act as they like and they will never die. Read Psalm 94, verse 7 when you get a moment. Psalm 94, verse 7. Men hold fast the deceit by believing that in between the dashes on his or her or your headstone, that they and that you can live in rebellion towards their maker, and that without consequence. Hebrews 2, verse 2 and 3. As a matter of fact, I want you to actually hear this because it's important for you to hear this. Just to show you how severe grace comes in when it comes into play. Well, we've heard, for example, the law says, thou shalt not commit adultery, for example, in Matthew 5. And then grace comes in and says, even if you look at a woman or a man to lust after them. Now, we've heard the law say, thou shalt not kill. But grace comes in and magnifies it when the Lord said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. And the list goes on. So if you think that you're under an easier dispensation than that of grace, I know we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, but you might want to think again. Read Hebrews 10:26 when you get a moment, okay? Going back to Hebrews 2, I want you to hear this. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, fixed in direction, and every transgression of God's moral law, because sin is the violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, and if every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, Paul speaks to us. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, liberation from bondage, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Okay? How is it that people act? Let me say it again. How is it that people hold fast to in believing that in between the dashes, you know, the dashes between the years that you were born and the years that you are going to die, whatever that may be, how is it that in between the dashes on your headstone or other people's headstones, that they somehow believe they can live in rebellion towards their maker and that without consequence? I just shared with you, friends, that there's consequence for angels, friends. And every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense. This is the reason we need a Savior to do for us what we cannot do. But when we're saved, guess what? We seek to be perfected just like Him by the Holy Ghost. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me, the Bible says. We seek to be perfect in Christ. That's why we ask the Lord for more grace to keep His commandments better, said Charles Spurgeon. Let's get a hold of what the Word says, and let's get a hold of the sword of the Spirit by the power of the Holy One of Israel. Okay? We're talking about men and women that live and act as if there is no judgment day. And they act accordingly. You know, Scripture says just the opposite, and I want you to think about that. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust, all they that go down to the dust shall bow before Him, and none can keep his own soul alive. Now, friends, I got a question for you. You know, you look at some people, and they think that their money is going to somehow buy their salvation through indulgences, whatever the case might be. Have you ever noticed that the rich believe that they're above the rest of us peasants? Have you ever noticed that? And have you also noticed a distortion that goes along with them? Yeah, there's a distortion about them. See, because they have been deceived into believing that their money is everything, that their money is their God, just like the rich young ruler found in Matthew 10, starting in verse 16. But keep in mind, Jesus, in His love, looked on this one thing. I say to the rich man, if you look at the hearse, there is no, guess what, on top of the hearse. There's no luggage rack. I mean, a lot of you rich folks that may listen to my show on a daily basis, you need to understand something. Because I understand you. You're so poor, that's all you have is money. And I say this, what Jesus said, He said to you rich folks, and I speak to a lot of Americans even now that even think they're poor, you're richer than a mass population on a global scale, let me tell you. You are rich in the sight of God. You have need of nothing. Don't be deceived. Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the gates of heaven. He also said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul? I say to you, friends, in all sincerity, lose the world and save your soul. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Read Philippians 2, I believe verse 12. Work out your salvation, your own salvation with fear and trembling. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to keep your own soul alive. Now, we look at a lot of bad men throughout history, and maybe even our just present history, short though it may be, and long though it may be. If you look at a lot of these people that thought they were above the law and they acted like demigods, and I'm talking about corruption. I'm thinking about the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. I'm thinking about the Bushes and others. Well, guess what, friends? They've all met their maker. Why? Because they could do everything within their natural power to do what they wanted, but they couldn't do anything to preserve their own life to avoid the judgment day, could they? Nope, they couldn't do that. See, and true love tells you what I'm telling you right now. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And I want to say this. Here's a little freebie for you. The man that's ready for judgment day, said Martin Luther, the great reformer, is the man that longs to be free from his sin, that longs to be free from offending his Creator, who understands what it's like to be born of the Spirit and seeks to be made perfect in Christ, that he may be holy, because when the Lord said, be ye holy as I am holy, it was not a suggestion, friends. Though it be a work of the Holy Ghost, he still sought more of the Holy Ghost to be just like his big brother when he put on the Lord Jesus Christ and made no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He wants to awaken the likeness of his big brother, Jesus Christ. That's what grace does. It empowers him to do it. Okay? I remember an analogy by a famous preacher Chicago preacher from the 1800s. By the way, I don't reach any, take the time to study any, friends, let me tell you, I don't take the time to study any modern day preachers. No. You gotta go back 100 years. Study those guys because there is a huge difference. It's black and white. And the empowered ones of God didn't have to walk around blowing in the wind like you do today. They don't have it, but the old men of God did, let me tell you. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about none can keep alive their own soul. I'm talking about the rich right now. A mass majority of you people out there need to understand that you are rich in the eyes of third world countries. Okay? And I was just highlighting the fact that there's so many people out there that they're so poor, that's all they have is money. And I noticed that when I was in California last year, I'll tell you what, the Lord just opened my eyes when I went to Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, California, when we were out there. We just drove through that certain area. Nothing spectacular about it. Just a lot of weird, distorted people and a lot of weird, distorted stores and sculptures. And I said, have you noticed, to my family, I said, have you noticed how distorted people are that have money? It's bizarre. And you know why? Because they have their hearts fixed on their money. Where their hearts are, their treasure is also. Well, the Bible tells me, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto me. Okay? So as long as the Lord's got my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, he can give whatever he wants to in blessing me. or he can withhold. It's up to him as to what he wants to do. Because either way, I'm content with him. That's where I'm rich. I'm rich in the things of Jesus Christ. Okay, because that's where my life is. To he who hath the Son hath life. And to he who hath not the Son hath not life. That life, friends, is precious. And it's awesome. And I'm talking about the spiritual life. I'm looking up something from Agar. And Agar was the guy that said not to give him too much concerning what he would ask for. And I'm sure I'll find it in the next couple minutes here, but I wanted to give you an analogy in the process of me finding this exact scripture here. And what's interesting to note is there was one rich man walking with it was two men that were walking by a rich man's plantation. This is taken from an analogy by none other than the famous Chicago preacher, D.L. Moody. And one guy looked at him and says, "Boy, oh boy, look at that. How much did that cost him?" And the other man, in his wisdom, said, "It cost him his soul." It cost him his soul. Friends, we need to be careful about what we want to be rich in. I want to be rich in the things of the Spirit of God, because that's the only thing I want to be able to take with me. And I'll tell you what makes me rich is those that go with me. Those that I have went out. And Jesus said, "You follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men." I want to catch a lot of fish. And I'm not saying that in a demeaning way at all. I'm speaking in a fashion where I want to make sure that I'm doing my job, because what he did for me, I want to do for others. And I want to be spent for others. I want to be spent in the cause of others, that they might have what I have. But again, I can't give what I don't have, so I better be rich in the Word of God. I just had a radio station in, it's an Air Force base, as a matter of fact, out of Las Vegas, a couple of them. We now have 108 radio shows listening to us right now. But he said, the only reason that I took the Sons of Liberty was because Bradley is making reference to the Word of God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Now let me go back to this. This is Agar, or Agur. In Proverbs 30, it tells us, in verse 7, "Two things I have required of thee, deny me not before I die. Remove me far from vanity, lying, in empty, worthless issues in this life." He said, remove me far from lies. And then he said, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me." He said, in his wisdom, "Lest I be full and deny thee." Do you know how many people today don't get their prayers answered? You want to know why? Because the Lord is not going to bestow something upon them that's going to take the attention off of him onto what he gave them. He's not going to do it. The Bible says that we're to seek the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And when we find him, we're not going to want anything else anyways except what he gives us. Just ask that of King Solomon, who had everything. And King Solomon apparently asked the right thing at the right time when the Lord said to him, "What is it that you ask of me?" And he said, "I want wisdom. I want to know how to judge righteously." And he said, "Because you asked this." See, that was more important than what people think is important in the United States of America. Hey, folks, your money perished with you because it's going to perish. You can't take it with you. Paul said in the New Testament, "It's certain that I came into the world naked, and it's certain that I'm going out of this world naked." Okay, and I could spend a whole show just on this because I'm starting to get a download right now concerning this very topic. But I need to move on, because what we're talking about right now is the men and women that live and act as if there's no judgment day. Well, we know now none can keep his own soul alive. That's for certain. Psalm 22, verse 9. The Bible also tells us in James 4, 4, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor." You ask people that are 80 years old what it was like when they were 5 years old, they'll tell you, it was just like yesterday, son. Just like yesterday. I know, it goes so fast. It's just like it was yesterday. Do you remember when you were 5? Do you remember when you were 10? Do you remember what you were doing? Yeah, I can recollect it like it's in the now, in the present. But it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Look at how fast that goes, especially when you're busy. Putting your hand to the plow and not looking back, brother, from another mother. I'm telling you what, time flies. And you want more time throughout the day to do what you're doing. But again, listen to this. Life is but a vapor. What is your life, the Bible asks us? Even a vapor. Hey, friends, let me ask you something. What are you doing with the dash between the time you were born and the day and year that you're going to die? What are you doing with it? I can tell you where to go. It's called Calvary. I can tell you where to go if you want to find life and that you might have it more abundantly, but it's a spiritual life and growth in grace, said John G. Lake, and he rightly said it. It's not growth in grace is not a putting off. It's a death to self. It's dying daily, as Paul said. Nobody wants to talk about that. Hey, when Jesus calls you, he bids you to come and die. And like D.L. Moody rightly said, he said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. He's exactly right. John the Baptist said in John 3, I must decrease that he might increase. When I go to the book of Philippians, what does it talk about? For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. It's not about me, it's about him. It's not about me and what I can get. It's about him and what I can give by him. Freely you receive, freely you give. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are in Jesus' name. And let him be glorified through his message. Only when you preach the Christ crucified. That's where the life is. Anybody receiving? I see you on Top Chat right now. Are you receiving? In James 4, 13 and 14, it says, come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we're going to go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make profit, whereas you don't know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? Again, is it even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away? James 4, 13 and 14. I mean, folks, we see these people that live their lives out frivolously in the lack of the fear of the Lord, living lawless lives, acting like they're never going to die. They're invincible, right? We see this through ministers, congregants, politicians, sportsmen, sportswomen, young people, old people, you name it. They simply live like there's no tomorrow and again without consequence before their maker. Now listen to this, because this is why they do what they do. First of all, they've been biblically illiterate. They've been taught by the whores and hirelings in the pulpit. Misinformation. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. What we're seeing in 300,000 pulpits today is there's no spirit in the pulpits anymore. But many people live a lawless lifestyle because they don't understand that they're going to answer to God. And this is why, because in Ecclesiastes 8:11-13, it says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the Son of Man is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear the Lord, which fear before him, Philial. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are a shadow, because he feareth not before God. Folks, they're the walking dead that walk in the lack of the fear of the Lord. They have no idea what it's like to live. They're dead men walking is what they are. And those that go on in their sin are going to die in their sin. But I want to say this to the wicked, to those that listen to me. I want you to understand that you're going to answer before my Father. And the Bible tells me, and it tells you individually, all by yourself, without all your allied friends, in that covenant of death, that every knee's going to bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Thank you to my friends watching, and we will talk to you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.